It's Friday, and that means Howard Eskin is by my side on this Eagles 360 at the NovaCare Complex. Hope you're all having a wonderful day. Dave Spadaro with you, along with the King, Howard Eskin. And the Eagles getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals, looking for their first victory on the road since week two of this 2016 season. The first question here was, what has happened to this team on the road where they really have played from behind most of the time?
You know, that is a very difficult question to answer. I don't understand how players can play so well at home and then all of a sudden be a different team on the road. And where you noticed it first was obviously the Redskins game earlier in the season. Like, how did that happen? But is that the team they are, and why that's the case on the road? I wouldn't think getting the signals in and getting everybody in play. Once in a while, you can see that they're scrambling a little bit, but I don't get it. But it is the defense that this team needs to be good enough to win these games. And then when the offense, if the offense then plays ahead, the offense gets good field position. As we all know, there's things that go into a team that plays defense, and that's why in the end, you can score a lot of points, and the Cowboys are probably an example, but I think by not having a good defense, it's going to bite them you know where.
Well, this team needs a good defense on Sunday against a Cincinnati offense without A.J. Green, without Gio Bernard. We've talked about it this week, coming off a tough game in Baltimore last Sunday, a loss that dropped the Bengals to 3-7-1. Not much of a home field advantage in Cincinnati. I think the Bengals fans are pretty fed up with Marvin Lewis and a football team that may have missed the window of opportunity in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think I saw some of the fans wearing the bags on their head. They've already started that in Cincinnati. And it's amazing. I know in talking to people, and you talk to a lot of the same people, that they always believe that Marvin Lewis is a really, really good coach. However, when you don't win a playoff game in 11 years, something's not working and there's something wrong. Defensively, and that's what he is, a defensive coach, they're still a good team, but somehow Andy Dalton became Andy Dalton and not the Andy Dalton we saw was good.
Yeah.
But they have missed a window, and it's obviously not going to happen this year. It doesn't matter what happens for them the rest of the season, but they're not a good team, and that's why it's important. If the Eagles are going to keep this season relevant, and I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, if they're going to keep this season relevant, these are the kind of games they've got to win. And I don't really care where they play. It's not about where you're playing now.
Yeah.
You've got to win and
Agreed.
Play well.
Agreed. So we'll find out a lot about the Eagles on Sunday. We've got a great show for you. First thing we want to do is get you caught up on everything happening with this Philadelphia Eagles football team today, injury updates and more. We throw it over to Alex Smith, our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. We'll start things off today with an injury update from head coach Doug Peterson, who explained that running back Ryan Matthews and offensive lineman Halapulavati Vaitai are both officially out for Sunday's game against Cincinnati. Meanwhile, wide receiver Jordan Matthews is officially questionable for Sunday's game. So if Matthews can't go, that may put more of the onus on wide receiver Dorial Green-Beckham. And we caught up with him inside the locker room today on what the Eagles need to do to help finish better once they get inside the red zone.
Really just details, you know, clean up some route running, put the balls in the playmaker's hands, just get in the end zone, really just scoring points.
Another player on the offensive side of the ball who may need to step up for the Eagles is rookie fifth-round pick Wendell Smallwood, as without Matthews in the lineup, it could once again be Smallwood who gets the majority of the touches against the Bengals. And he said today that he doesn't feel like a rookie heading into this game.
Nah, definitely not. After probably week three, I stopped feeling like a rookie. And guys, they'll tell me all the time, we need you to play. We don't need you to be a rookie right now. So kind of forced to not be a rookie.
All right, well, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex, but you can catch the complete injury report along with the press conference from head coach Doug Peterson and all of our locker room sound right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app. And don't forget that our game day coverage, Eagles and Bengals, starts on Sunday at noon.
Thank you so much, Alex. Ahead on the show, we're going to go back in the time machine and find out the day that Bobby bested Boomer. You remember that? Bobby Hoyne.
Oh, Bobby Hoyne.
Yeah.
Live and breathe.
We've got some key matchups, Howard and I. But when we return to Eagles 360, crunch time, Alex Smith and quarterback Chase Daniel. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Are you feeling all right, baby?
Marco Polo! Marco Polo! Marco Polo! Marco Polo! Marco Polo!
Si.
Marco Polo!
Scusa!
Polo.
Marco. Ma io sono Marco Polo, ma...
Playing Marco Polo with Marco Polo? Surprising.
Ragazzi, io sono Marco Polo. Sì, sono qui.
What's not surprising? How much money Amanda and Keith saved by switching to Geico.
Ah, Polo. Polo.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Polo.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Howard Eskin on this Friday at the NovaCare Complex. Alex Smith and Chase Daniel. It's time for Crunch Time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by Lay's Kettle Cooked. I'm very pleased to be joined today by Eagles quarterback Chase Daniel. Chase, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So, first question, your first Thanksgiving here in Philadelphia.
Yes.
What was that experience like for you?
It was great. It was great. We actually had about 30 people at our house for Thanksgiving.
People.
Yeah. We live over in Jersey, and... My in-laws were in town, and my sister-in-law and my wife cooked all day on Wednesday, and we feasted on Thursday. We had a bunch of guys from the team come over, and their spouses and their kids. So it was an animal house, but it was great. It was good. It was a fun experience, and it was good to get back to work again today.
Now, do you cook anything?
No. I was just the designated eater of the food. We let all the women do that work. The guys sit down, watch some football, watch the early games, and it was great. We helped with the cleanup and all the other stuff after it, but no cooking this year for me.
Very good. Chase, how often do people put an S at the end of your last name, and how offended are you by it?
Well, we should probably ask how often do they not put an S on my name. No, it's quite a bit. No, it's quite a bit, but, I like to joke and say there's only one of me. It's not plural, so... No, it's not offended at all. It's something that happens all the time. It happened growing up too. I mean, it sort of stinks when you have three first names: William, Chase, Daniel. So, it's funny when you go to the DMV or anything like that. They're trying to read your, and they're like, "Well, you have three first names," and so it's actually pretty funny.
So you really like to immerse yourself in every city that you've played at. What do you like about Philadelphia the most at this point in your Eagles career?
Well, it's just a city of brotherly love, and the food scene here is unlike anything I've ever seen. I mean, it's the fifth largest city in the nation, and the food scene is definitely up to par. My wife and I really enjoy going out to nice dinners and also cooking in, and just the fresh produce here. The Italian food here is second to none.
All right, Chase, this is my last question for you. I'm an Alex Smith. You played with an Alex Smith in Kansas City. Who's the better Alex Smith? Based solely off this interview alone.
If it's just in this capacity, you got the cake by far. But if we're talking football player mentality, I probably have to go with Kansas City Chiefs, Alex.
No, that's fair enough. I guess you've never seen me play that. But
yes.
All right, Chase Daniel, right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, man.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, guys. I find Chase Daniel to be one of the great team members here. Really, Howard, understand that he signed on with the idea that he would compete for playing time, I think, in the back of his mind. And so instead now he's getting paid very handsomely, but he's been really a key player in the development of Carson Wentz.
And I agree with that. I think when they traded Sam Bradford, he actually thought he was going to be the starter. Well, at that point, you've got to move forward, and that's why you traded Bradford. And it didn't take him long to obviously accept that. It's interesting, and I know quarterbacks get together and they help each other on the sidelines, but it's interesting to always see when I'm down there for the radio broadcast that when Carson Wentz comes off the field, it's Carson, it's Doug Peterson, and it's Chase Daniel trying to, okay, this is what happened on that in that situation. This is what you probably got to do. Maybe try this. And they all kind of get together, which, you know, I'm way ahead of myself here, but Chase Daniel at some point after he's done playing will probably be, I would think, would be a good quarterback coach if he can accept, you know, the drop in what would be money.
But. Well, but listen, hey, he's part of the village that is raising a young quarterback, and that is Carson Wentz. So Chase Daniel has really done the job that Doug Peterson has asked him to do, and if needed, he is ready to go in and run this offense. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, Howard and I will offer a key matchup each for the Eagles and the Bengals game. And one of those matchups involves a player who's been discussed a lot this week. We're coming right back.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Psst, dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Spadaro, Howard Eskin, it's Eagles 360 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app. Time now for some key matchups. Howard, I'd like you to begin.
Well, it's not been official yet, but it's all but official that Nelson Aguilar will dress, and obviously if he dresses, he's going to play on Sunday, regardless of what happens with Jordan Matthews. I think the week off was the idea to kind of let him think about things, not play at home, which I think was important, so he doesn't get crushed if he drops the ball. But he's going to play. So maybe this is the week he can step up, and it's an interesting matchup against Pac-Man Jones. Their defense is good. Pac-Man Jones at times obviously was a lunatic during his career, but he still can play, and he'll still try to get into a receiver's head. So to me it will be very interesting to see how much Nelson Aguilar will step up against the guy, and I think Pac-Man's going to be the defensive back that covers him most of the time, steps up against Pac-Man. And I'm kind of looking forward to it because Pac-Man's got a lot of lip, and we'll see how Nelson accepts that.
If Nelson is playing, does Doug, as he indicated in the press conference today, try to get him the ball early, get him some easy catches?
I think Doug will do that. I don't know that he will. I would do it to try to get him rolling, whether it's a little short pass, whether it's one of those bubble screens, whatever it is. I wouldn't mind just to kind of stretch the field a little bit in the minds of Cincinnati to go deep. Somewhere along the way, I think early, just go deep. Even if it's an incompletion, it kind of sets the tone and it might open up some things for him short against Pac-Man, and he can't kind of stay up on him the way I'm sure he wants to. So I would do that. I think Doug may do that, too, just to try to get him involved. Because if Jordan Matthews won't be 100% if he plays. And outside of that, Nelson Aguilar might be your best wide receiver.
Yeah, and Dorial Green-Beckham had the nice early part of the game on Monday night. But we all want Nelson to have success and really start to play confident, fun, relaxed football and show that first-round talent. Yeah. Really critical five games for Nelson Agholor as you look at the big picture for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, my key matchup comes on the other side of the ball. We know that A.J. Green's not playing. We know Gio Bernard's not playing. But the Bengals still have a good tight end, Tyler Eifert, who's really almost a great tight end. He stretches the field. He runs a variety of routes. He lines up all over the formation. How do the Eagles deal with Eifert? Do they double-team him? How much is Nigel Bradham involved? The safety picture involved, do they bracket him? I think if the Eagles can shut down Tyler Eifert, Howard, they really can shut down the Bengals offense, which struggled so much last week without A.J. Green.
They wouldn't have any other real options. Yeah. So that really is important.
I like Tyler Boyd. Don't sleep on Tyler Boyd. Okay. Rookie, Pitt, good player.
Yeah, and I don't know how they're going to do it, but as Jim Schwartz said this week, and he said it in like two different ways, you still got to get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And that helps in terms of the coverage because you can't cover a guy for too many seconds, but they're going to have to be able to get to the quarterback. And when you do that, obviously Andy Dalton, who's not having a good season, will have little success with that being the case.
You wonder, does Cincinnati come out throwing the football really quickly like Green Bay did on Monday night?
Well, I mean, there's teams at defense against that, so you got to find a way to make that work, whether it's hands up. I don't know what it is, but you got to find a way. Or you just got to make sure your coverage is really good on that player, whether it's press coverage to try to stop that, it's not in rhythm.
Just a little bit longer.
That it's not in rhythm.
Right, so those are our key matchups. Of course, there are many more. More to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. We're going to go back to 1997. Bobby Hoying was the quarterback of the present and the future, and he had one whale of a game against the Cincinnati Bengals. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Eagles Win, You Win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score a free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks Enrolled DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Are you feeling all right, baby?
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there, we're going to really give him the business.
By golly, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray! Come on, Bobby, let's give him a walk.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete. Especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for two K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Howard Eskin. It's Eagles 360. Now we're going to take a look back at the old school All-22. Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, Bobby Hoying against Boomer Esiason, Veterans Stadium, 1997. What a game for Bobby Hoying.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to old school All-22, a look at a special moment or game in Eagles history through the eyes of the coaching staff and the coaching tape, where you see all 22 players. Mike, this game occurred in 1997. Bobby Hoying, the former Ohio State Buckeye.
Your guy.
My guy. Started the week before and ended up in a 6-6 tie, I believe, against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
The next week, he started against the Cincinnati Bengals, and he won a shootout against Boomer Esiason.
We saw a lot of great stuff out of Bobby Hoying early in his career, and
It's real easy to see how we all got so excited about the potential of Bobby Hoeing being the franchise quarterback in Philadelphia. Let me show you an example. So it's 3rd and 9, late in the third quarter. The Eagles are up by 6 points and are looking for more. The Bengals are playing cover 2 man here with 2 safeties deep and man defense across the board. Offensively, the Eagles are in a split back set with Irving Fryer, Freddie Solomon, and Chris T. Jones split out as the X receiver. Eagles offensive coordinator John Gruden thinks that he has a mismatch here with fullback Kevin Turner out in space against a linebacker, and he wants to take advantage of it. First, he brings Fryer in close to the formation to run a shallow crossing route. Solomon is going to run a dig, and Turner is going to run a wheel route out of the backfield. Look at the traffic created by those 3 routes as the 3 Cincinnati Bengal defenders run into each other, allowing Turner to break free downfield for a 31-yard touchdown pass that was placed perfectly over the shoulder by Bobby Hoeing. This is a great throw from the rookie quarterback and his 3rd touchdown of the afternoon. Now fast forward to late in the 4th quarter, there's 10 seconds left and the Eagles are down by 1 at the 31-yard line. Hoeing knows that he has Irving Fryer running a deep route for a 1st down, and that's going to be his primary target. But the Bengals are sending pressure on this play with the safety coming from depth on the blitz. Hoeing takes the snap. He drops back, and look how easily he lets go of the football. This is great anticipation from the first-year quarterback, but it's not just that. Look at the job that Ricky Waters does in pass protection, blocking the safety to give his quarterback enough time to deliver the football. Hoeing puts a pass on the money to Irving Fryer to help set up Chris Bonio's game-winning field goal as time expires.
And Hoeing was so good in that game that the next day the Philadelphia Daily News on the front page had a banner headline that said, Hoeing to the world. It didn't turn out that way.
Well, it was nice while it lasted with Bobby Hoeing. By the time 1998 rolled around, he was buried with just an awful offensive line, a terrible offensive scheme.
I thought he was going to be good. I didn't think he was going to be as good as everybody kind of put
Merrill
him in
that Reese
place.
Thought he was going to be great. He was going to be the next great player, David. Never happened.
I saw him in 1 game against Penn State at Penn State lead Ohio State in a drive to win the game. And I said, I think this guy's good. And he was good for that much.
Yeah. Just didn't work out as the Eagles looked for their quarterback of the future. They found him just a couple of years later in Donovan McNabb. One segment to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, we're going to put a week in review for you that you are not going to want to miss. It's been a short week, a tough week. What has happened here with the Philadelphia Eagles since Monday night? You're about to find out. Stay with us.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports. Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Be noisy, be silent, be near, be far, be joyful, be together. Celebrate joy with Dunkin's holiday-flavored coffees, espressos, and donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave and Howard. Let's take you back to the week that was, our week in review presented by Bud Light.
A tough, tough night. Started with so much excitement, but the Eagles are going to fall below .500 for the first time this season.
We just didn't make enough plays. I mean, guys are busting their butts like we do every week. We just didn't execute.
You can't throw in the towel. You know, and I know the guys in that locker room, that's not going to happen. You know,
we got 5 games left, and the message right now from Coach Peterson was go 5-0 good.
When the games get to that point to where they are and come down to a few plays, it's those little details that make the difference. And once we're able to make those plays, this is going to be a great team.
We got to get back to playing loose and being cool. That's when we play our best.
Have some fun. Don't let the pressure and the expectations around you impact how you're approaching the game.
We have seen the worst already. So I think it's all good to come, you know, from here on out.
We're going on the road where we've really struggled to play football. But I think this game is truly solely about the Eagles.
Regardless of how you get it done, we got to keep points off the board.
We got to focus on one game at a time, one play at a time, one series at a time.
They're physical defense.
We're going to have to be ready to bounce back.
We're going to be aggressive and we get after, you know, get after people.
The formula is simple and this is win.
All of that leads us to this moment. Howard, 1 o'clock kickoff against the Bengals. How do you see this game going?
Well, I think the Eagles are a better team. And so, but the better team doesn't always win. And with that being the case, to keep the rest of the season relevant, and I think we all want to keep that Washington Redskin game relevant, and to win this game, it's really important. We'll see who, as Doug said last week, you know, it's kind of a showcase for the future. And I think that there's going to be a lot of players that step up. Now, when you look at that, okay, they got to get pressure on the quarterback. And the offense has got to score some points. It's always, I mean, one of the keys everybody says, well, get a lead. Merrill says that all the time on the radio broadcast. Well, certainly, if you get a lead, it changes the dynamics for a team that's not doing well on offense. So that's an easy statement. But they do. Offensively, they've got to be better. But the defense can set things up. I mean, it's a game that 20 points is going to, I think 20 points will win the game. The Eagles got to get to those 20 points. And amazing. I think they can. I know amazing. It's amazing.
When you think about points. The way this early season went and what an impact truly the loss of Lane Johnson has had on this offense. It went from a great offensive line to a, okay, good, at times better, sometimes struggling. That loss really, really set this Eagles offense back.
Yeah, and I you don't even look at the future because when he comes back, he only has 3 days to practice anyway after 10 weeks. Right.
So we'll talk about that later. But yeah. Get a win this weekend in Cincinnati and get to 6-6 and make things interesting. The Vikings losing on Thursday night helps the Eagles. We'll see if the Eagles can help themselves on Sunday. Howard Eskin, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, everyone.